Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. We are zochen now to be learning the fifth perek of Hilchos Malachim, Malachi Yer Aleph. This is actually the third series of Shiurim in this Rambam. And first we discussed the union of Kapar Savonos in Eretz Yisrael. That was the first series, and then the previous series was the Inyan of a person walking Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael. And now we are going to discuss the Inyan that Rambam talks about here of being Kavur be'Eretz Yisrael. And this should be a special schus for the Ama Yoshev B'Tzion, for Avi Mori, for Imi Morasi, for Kol HaChayalim, Kol HaChatufim. Ubimyuchad Legolam Ben Gavriela Matan Ben Dvora Elisha Yehuda Ben Ruti Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Simeon Simcha Yehudin Aminya David Ben Ziva Avram Yosef Ben Chana Rus Victor Bastila Rovida Dina Bracha Bas Esther Adasa Chaya Chavifei Vascha Daziz Basia and for Nechagid Abbas Mechaim Si B'chol Anir Melech Otzech Latzeha. So, as we said, the Rambam says that if somebody is kavur in Eretz Yisrael, it is a kapara for him, it atones for him. That the Adama is a kapara for God's nation. And when it talks about kaparanis, when it talks about bad times, what does it say? It says that you're going to die on Adama Tmeya, on impure land. So in other words, it's an inyan of great kapara. When one is buried in Eretz Yisrael, but to be buried in Chutz Laretz is a fakert. That's a puranistic inyan. Ve'eino domeg l'kol latito mechayim l'kol latito achar moto. One cannot compare that Eretz Yisrael absorbs one when he's alive than Eretz Yisrael absorbing him after his passing. In other words, better come here when you're still alive, when you're still upright, and not when you're lying down. Rachmana litzlan. Ve'af apichen gedolei hachachomim hayu molichim meiseihem lisham. Bo lemad miyankev avinu v'yosef hatzadik. Nevertheless, the gedolei hachachamim would bring their meisim to Eretz Yisrael and come and learn from Saba Jacob, Yaakov Avinu, and from Saba Yosef, that they were both very particular that they should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. It was a very, very big deal. That's how we end of Parashas Vayechi. So in the Sefer Bina Li'itim in Drush Yud, he asks, and as most of our Helchos Malachim Shirim are, so too, we are basing ourselves in the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Me'or Einenu L'shmo L'zichro Tavis Nefesh, Hagon Gadol, Rabbi David Zetzal, She Hiksha Abina Li'itim, Hiksha הדברי הגמרא בכתובות. כתוב בגמרא בכתובות, אמר רבי רב ענן, כל הקבור בארץ ישראל, כאילו קבור תחת המזבח. Anybody who's buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's like he's buried under the מזבח. כתיב הכה, it says over here, מזבח אדם תעשה לי. כתיב אדם בכיפר אדמתו עמו. It says that the מזבח אדם תעשה לי, make me a מזבח of אדם, of dust. So it says Adama in context of the Mizbeach, and it says V'chipar Admaso Amo, and it also says a lashon of Adama in the context of Kapara, that the Adama will be a Kapara when you are buried in Admas Eretz Yisrael. Yashelai. Shuel Abina Leitim, Bitulush Yud, which I believe is referring to the Bina Leitim of Rav Azariah Fijo, who lived from the year 1579 to the year 1647, Michachme Italia, a Rav, a Poisek, a Darshan. So he asks, why are we emphasizing over here the Inyan of Tachas HaMizbeach? The Iker Inyan is that the Mizbeach is Mechaper. And anyway, it says it in the Pasuk of Achipar Ad Maso Amo. It already says it's a Kapara. So why do we have to say, no. We have another Pasuk that talks about a Mizbeach, okay, so it's like a Mizbeach, and your Tachas HaMizbeach. Ma Dagesh Po Al Tachas HaMizbeach. The Ikarinian is that it's Mechaper. And then we see it's Mechaper like a Mizbeach, because it says Chiprad Maso Amo, and Mizbeach Adamatasali. Say there, but what's the Inyan of Mitachas LaMizbeach? V'gam osif la'akshot al Rambam, sh'Rambam kvar katav shemitkaper lo. Once you have a kapara, so what does it need to be a Mizbeach for? The Iker is it's a kapara. In fact, in the Shach, in Yerideya, it's in the Shin Samuch Gimel, Sif Kotten Gimel, he writes, and what it says in Shulchan Aruch there, Heter Pinyo Atzamas Mechutz Laretz Laretz Yisrael, why are you allowed to remove the bones from the grave, from Chutz Laretz, and bring them to Eretz Yisrael? It's because it's a kapara, that the offer of Eretz Yisrael is Machaperes. Uksiv V'chiper Ad Masoi Amoi. אז המעניין הוא שהוא לא הביא כלל מהעניין של תחת המזבח. שזהו עיקר המאמרה בסוגיה של כתובות. Why doesn't the Shach mention anything? The Shach says, yeah, I'm going to give you a heter to be a fan of the Atzamos. I'm going to give you a heter to remove the bones. And the reason is because it's a kapara. Because the offer of Eretz Yisrael is Mechaper. And he quotes the Pasuk of Achipar Ad Maso Amo. And what's odd is that he doesn't mention anything about Kilu Kavar Tachas HaMizbeach. Why doesn't he quote the Gemara about being Kavar Tachas HaMizbeach? That'll be a great source, the Gemara. So the answer is, he obviously doesn't feel it necessary to quote it, because the Iker isn't that you're covered Tachas HaMizbeach. What's the Iker? The Iker is that it's a kapara. We lo kol kach machzik me Tachas HaMizbeach hazeh. As shu shuel et nishalat ha-sheila, mikan tiste'er aleinu akushia. Why does the Gemara emphasize it then? Mitachas lamizbeach. Uvikar, ma osif hazeh Rambam? Rambam kotev nitkaper lo. Az haikar rabotai shezeh mitkaper. Az lama b'chal tzrichim lavi et hamizbeach lekan? V'lama tzrich lavi et tachat hamizbeach lekan? Mizbeach, maybe, all right, it's a tosefet, it's better, it's like a mizbeach, but mitachas lamizbeach. הינו קרם יכול מסדר בלי המזבח, וחיפר עד מתואמות, צריך להספיק לנו. אנחנו רוצים להבין את העניין הזה של מתחת למזבח. ובעצם דברי השח גם צריך עיון, שכבר כתב שנתכפר לו, מה שתלה בכפרת אפר ארץ ישראל. בגמרא לא כתוב אפר ארץ ישראל, בגמרא לא הוזכר אפר, אלא הקבורה בארץ ישראל. כתוב בגמרא שכל הקבור בארץ ישראל כאילו קבור מתחת למזבח. But it doesn't say anything about the offer. אז למה השח מביא לכאן את המרכיב הזה, את המימד הזה, של אפר ארץ ישראל מחפרת. מה הקשר אפר ארץ ישראל? ודברי הרמב״ם צריך ביור שלכאורה ממה שכתוב ואינו דומה, משמע שבחי גבנה אין כפרה בקבורת ארץ ישראל. אחרת למה הוא צריך לאף על פי כן? What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, ואין אי דוימה, קוילת ישראל מי חיים, וקוילת ישראל לאחר מויסה. You can't compare when if he comes when he's alive to someone who comes after he dies. So it's mashma that in such an instance there's no kapara in Kavuras Eretz Yisrael. And as when do you get the kapara when you're not buried in Eretz Yisrael? You get the kapara when you live in Eretz Yisrael, when it's kolat et omechayim. That's why the Rambam needed to come on to the Af al Pichen. The Af al Pichen, they still try to get become buried here. Typically, the Mikomako Mika Kapara Af al Pichen and Doma Ladanga Sakapara Shemishim is Eretz Yisrael. So what do you have to say to the Af al Pichen for? Why were they buried in Eretz Yisrael? They were buried in Eretz Yisrael because there's still a benefit, you're still going to get some kapara, even though you didn't come when you were alive, even if a person comes after he dies, you still get some kapara, but it doesn't seem that way from the Rambam. Because the Rambam says you can't compare somebody who comes when he's alive to someone who comes after he dies, and nevertheless they came after they died. Despite the fact, l'chor, the Rambam is saying, despite the fact that there's no kapara. So, but if that's true, there's no kapara, then why taka did they want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? There's no kapara. So if the whole word is that if you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, you get kapara. And as is the mashmos of the Rambam, there's no kapara if you only come after you after a person only comes after you dies. And what's the point? What's the point of coming after they die? עוד דבר מעניין שצריך לשים אליו לב, שאם נעיין בסוגיה במסכת כתובות, שם בדף קי"א עמוד א', it says, ונססני ממצרים, וקברתני בכפור עושם, אמר קרן הדבורים בגוי, יעקב commands יוסף, you shall carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place, Genesis 47:30, קרן said, דבורים בגוי, there are inner matters here. There's a secret meaning. Haya Yaakov Avinu Shetzadik Gamur Haya. Yaakov Avinu knew that he was an absolute tzadik. V'meisim Shemchutz La'aretz Chayim Lam Tshir Chesbanov. So if Meisim and Eretz Yisrael come alive, why did he trouble his sons to bring him back to Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is he wasn't so sure Shem Lo Yizkel L'mechilos, that he would merit the tunnels, that he'd be able to go in those tunnels, like it says in the previous line of the Gemara, that it says that the Tzadikim Chutz La'aretz don't come back to life, and then Rebbe Elah says, Ayei Gilgul, they do, and then, right, what's the Gilgul? Misgalgul Ma'asamos, that the bones roll back to Eretz Yisrael, and then they're brought back to life. So Rabbi Sala Rava strongly objected to this, and he says that Gilgul Tzadikim Tsar, we don't want to have Tsar. So Abai says a different word. Abai says tunnels are prepared for them in the ground, which they pass into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says Mechilos Nasalem Bekarka. So one can understand that they roll in the Mechilos. But if they roll in suffering, so then you can't learn it that way. Obviously, so Rashi says they can walk through the tunnels. They walk through the tunnels, and then when they come back to Eretz Yisrael, they come out. So the word is that Yaakov was concerned that he wouldn't be zochet to the tunnels. So since he was concerned he wouldn't be zochet to the tunnels, he asked to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. That's Yaakov Avinu. And then Vayitur in the Gemara, Kayetzu Zatu Begetzu Dabar Toiner, Vayishbay Yosef Bnei Yisrael, Yosef made the Jewish people swear they can bury in Eretz Yisrael. The sons of Israel, they bury in Eretz Yisrel, and Ruchin Ibaram Begol,
יודע יוסף בעצמו שצדיק גמור היה. הנה הוא איזה צדיק גמור, הנה הוא איזה הולדינג. ואם איזה שבחוץ לארץ לחיים לא מצריכס אוך איך עבר בנאז פרסס, why did he make them schlep and 400 parsangs? So the answer is שם לא יזכה למחילוס. Whoa, wait a second. Is the word here kapara? No, the word here is מחילס. אז זה מתנגש חזיתית עם הרמבה. כי בדברי הרמבה משמע שהסיבה שיעקב ויוסף רצו להיקבר בארץ ישראל in order that they should have a kapara. I mean, the whole Rambam is talking about a kapara. And yet we see in the Gemara that it's because the mechila is not because of kapara. The Rambam says, afal pichain, nevertheless, despite the fact that it's better to come when you're alive, but the tzaddikim wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Look at Yaakov and Yosef. So again, the whole context of the Rambam is talking about kapara, even though, again, it seems in the Rambam there is no kapara, because the Rambam says that ein adam katu chayim l'katu l'achar ma'asel, and it says v'afal pichain, nevertheless, despite the fact that you can't compare coming before and coming after, nevertheless, the avos, Yaakov and Yosef is both. Yosef is an av and shevet, kayadua, from said Shira in this beautiful Shira many years ago. Baruch Yitzchak and Pesach, the sons of Yosef. Akopanim, from Yaakov and Yosef, nevertheless, they wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems even though Rav Ramam, Afal Pichain, despite the fact there's no kapara, they still wanted to be buried. But the Shprach is kapara. That's Zanaseh, Zanidon, kapara. Maybe there is a shtetl kapara. Afal Pichain, even though I ain't a dom, maybe there is a little bit of kapara, they wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says the whole word is mechilas. The reason they wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael is because they didn't know that they'd get the mechilas. אז איך מבינים פשט ברמב"ם? הרמב"ם ממש לא ממש כך. זה מה שאמרתי לפני כן, שהרמב"ם מתנגש פה עם הגמרא. כי בגמרא משמע שיעקב ויוסף רצו להיקבר בארץ ישראל, why? Because the mechilas. Not mechilas forgiveness, mechilas the tunnels. The underground tunnels. And the Rambam, it seems an inyan of kapara. The Rambam doesn't agree the word about the mechilas. אז אנחנו רוצים לעשות הרמוניזציה, ליישב בין דברי הרמב"ם ובין דברי הגמרא. בנוסף לכך, אנחנו צריכים לעיין בדברי הירושלמי. זה ירושלמי בפרק ט' במסכת כלאיים, שנה ג', ופרק י"ב במסכת כתובות, בהלכה ג', שם כתוב, רבא בר קיריה ורב לוזר הוון מטיילין באיסטרין. רבא בר קיריה ורב לוזר were walking on a road. ראו ארונות שהיו באין מחוצה לארץ. And all of a sudden they saw these aronos, these coffins that were being brought from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Bar Kiriya Rabbi Lezer, Mahu Ilu Elu. So Rabbi Bar Kiriya says to Rabbi Lezer, what good do they do? What good is that going to do for them? And Hashem Tzarech Pashut, Tzarech Lachzik Et HaKiseh Kedei Lo Lipo Me HaKiseh, Rabotai. Ani Lo Rotzeh Lefkoa Be'af Echad, Ani Po Rotzeh Liyot Chaver Shel Kulam, Zo HaMatara, אבל אני צריך להקריא את הגמרא. אז כתוב בגמרא, אני קורא עליהם ונחלתי, שמתם לתועבה בחייכם, ותבואו ותטעמו את ארצי במותתכם. When you are alive, I call about you, V'nachalasi, my inheritance. This is a pasuk in Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 7. V'tavo v'tetamu es arsi. V'nachalasi santu toev.
In other words, the pasuk there says, I brought you to this country of farmland to enjoy its fruit and its bounty, but you came to farmland, you made my possession abhorrent. So he says, chant the pasuk like this, that v'nachalasi santi l'toyfa, you made my possession abhorrent in your lifetime. You despised Eretz Yisrael. You didn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael when you were alive. So, you know what I say about you? V'tavol v'tetam v'saretzi. Also lashon of the pasuk. B'mosaschem. Now when you're dying, you're coming, you're contaminating me. We hold that mesim are contaminating. Mesim are metame. So what are you coming to my land and contaminating my land when you're dead? When you were alive, you didn't want Eretz Yisrael. And now that you're dead, pitom, you're coming and you're contaminating my land. As this Rav of Arkiriyat was not at all pleased with this phenomenon of seeing these Aronis. It sounds great, right? They're bringing these Aron that we have every day. And we're up. He died in New York. He died in Chicago. He died in Los Angeles. And they're bringing the Aron there to Israel. And they have a little funeral in the airport there. And they come here and they go to Beit Shemesh and they bury him in the Beis Chaim cemetery. And Lech B'Shalom. You know what I mean? So that's the end of that. But he didn't like that, this Rabbi Bakiria. He said, you despise my land when you're alive. And now that you're dead, you're coming and you're contaminating my land. Again, based on the verse in Jeremiah 2:7. Amar Lehi. So Blazer was a shtickel Lehi Yitzchak Mevedichev, right? He predated him. He wanted to be Malam Yitzchus Eifin Yidin. And he had to Zot Kev and Shem Egeim Leret Yisrael. Heim Noitan Gush Ofol Minichan Minichan Al Aroina. That's okay to say there. Why? Because they come to Eretz Yisrael and they take a clump of dirt from Eretz Yisrael and they put it on the Aron. Tichsiv, as it says in Scripture, Tichiper Admato Amo, and the land atones for them. So it's okay. Everything is cool because this earth atones for people. So everything is okay. What they're doing is fine. Because of Tichiper Admato Amo. As יש פה כמה קשיים. ראשית כל, right, so now you have a kapara. They put in the offer on the arm, it's a kapara. And the tshuvas Maharal Nach, in Simen Samach Gimel, that is Rav Levi Ben Chaviv. He lived approximately from the year 1480 until the year 1541. So it's called Rabach or the Marabach. He was Rosh Chachmei Umanhige Yerushalayim HaMitpatachat B'Malach Aliyatam Shel Mikoreshi Sfarad UPortugal L'Eretz Yisrael. אני לא יודע אם ידעתם את זה, אבל הייתה עלייה, היה גל עלייה לארץ ישראל של מגורשי חצי האי the Iberian Island and their descendants, Eretz Yisrael, started in the 15th century, got stronger in 1492, Portugal in 1497, and afterwards in the 16th century. So that's where he was. He was born in Spain, this Rav Levi, to Rabbi Yaakov Ben Chaviv, the author of the Ein Yankif. And he was Migdalei Chachmei Yisrael v'doro, Malach Yerush Sfarad, Nimlat Nimtam Mishpachto v'Portugal. So they were there from 1492 till 1498. And then they went to Saloniki. And wow, did he have a difficult life. So who didn't in the olden days? Who doesn't today? Life is difficult no matter when you live. In any event, that's why we're here. We're here to overcome the sins. So the Maharal Nach is medayik. Is in his tshuvas, noket kidas rabba bar kiria, that it's also a halos mesim shel chutzlaretz le'eretz Yisrael. You're now to bring mesim from chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael. Like Rabbi Akiva says, he says, what, you despise my name when you're alive, and now you come here when you're dead? Especially today. In the olden days, maybe a person's honest, he can't come. But today, there's no honest. You know, all you have to do is get on an airplane, and you're here. If you're Jewish, you have the Chok HaShivut. Every Jewish person has a right to live and save Israel. I myself, I'm a citizen. I had to prove to them I was Jewish, which I wasn't so successful in doing, until finally I gave them my marriage document. I got married in Eretz Yisrael, so if I get married with the Rabbanut, the chances are I am Jewish. The Rabbanut only does Jewish marriages. In any event, so I get to be a full-fledged citizen of the beautiful state of Israel, and also a full-fledged citizen of the United States of America. So I proudly hold a dual citizenship, and I proudly have dual loyalties. Of course, my real only loyalty is to the Ribbono Shel, but that branches off to various areas of life. The Ribbono Shel wants me to be loyal to. Today, loyalty is not a word they use very much. Somebody, you know, it used to be a very popular word. Loyalty. Loyalty. Ne'emanut. The Malach says, like Rabbi Akiva, that you're not to be Malach Mason, Michal Shepchutzaritz, Eretz Yisrael. And the Kash is, what about the Ramba? The Ramba Motke Paskin from the Gedolei Chachomim, that they would want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. V'afal Pichin, Gedolei Chachomim, Hoyim Alichem Eisayim L'sham. Bo Lamad Mi Yankiv Avinu V'Yosef HaTzadik. So while you have a great precedent in our office, so how could he say that we don't pass him, we pass like Rabbi Akiva? The Lanachon, it's like Elba Ramba. What they're all doing is Surim. All the Gedolei Chachamim are doing is Surim. And Yaakov is wrong, and Yosef was wrong. That's for Shalom. Ayin v'zeh b'steichemed b'chelek d'alit b'marechet Eretz Yisrael shehu amad b'zeh. I love b'steichemed, by the way. Love b'steichemed. So when I was a little boy, I only knew it at the camp. But later on I found out that first of all, it's a workshop in Eretz Yisrael, in central Israel, near Kfar Saba, 2,000 dunams. And then there is the Sefer Steichemed, which was a series of books written by Rav Chaim Chizkiyahu Medini. Megadolei Achronim, it's like an encyclopedia. And Rav Chaim Chizkiyahu Medini lived from 1832 to 1904. He died Erev Chanukah, Tofrei Samchei. Megadolei Achronim, Steichemed is mamash encyclopedic work today. You need a whole staff of chosha people. You need computers, but he was a one man staff of 20 and a walking computer. He wasn't artificial intelligence. He was natural intelligence. And he was born in Yerushalayim. He learned by the Chacham Bashi Yitzchak Kubel. And by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Burla. He got smicha when he was 13. You know, for his bar mitzvah, he got smicha berach. He marries a girl named Rivka. And at his chuppah were kemat kol gedolei ador. Rabbanei geonei takifei arad Yisrael. So in the year Tafri Shud Gimel, remember he's born in Taf Kuf Tzadi Gimel, 1832. And then in Yud Gimel, which is I guess 1853, his father dies and his Parnassa and the Parnassa of his wife, his mother, his brothers, his sisters, is on him. So he emigrates to Kusta in Istanbul to live by relatives who were rich. He thought they would help. Unfortunately, they didn't. Tofresh Chaf Zayin, he becomes the Rav Rashi of Karso Bazar in Russia to the Krimichkim. It's an old Jewish community. They used to speak a language called Krimchkis. I don't know if it's around today anymore. And he became very famous, and even the Christians liked him, the Muslims liked him. That's where he started writing the Steichemed. In Chav Ches, Tafresh Chav Ches, 1868, his only son died. He wrote the Sefer Orli. In Lamaches, he got very sick in his eyes, and he was almost, his life was in great danger. The Ad Chaim, he got better, but his vision was weakened. He had three daughters. We married off to Lom De Toro, Skin of Allah. One of them was Nissen Nassan Levi Tzachzir, who put out the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Yeah, other Chassanim, we don't know much about his or anything about his other Tzatzim. So, in 1899, he quits his job over there in Russia because he wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, exactly our Suya. So he comes back to Yerushalayim, and he goes to Chevron. He opens up a yeshiva of Beit Romano. They still have that in Chevron. It's a big big building. It's where Jews live in Chevron. There he finishes writing his great encyclopedia, the Sechemet. And then after the passing of Rav Chaim Rachem and Yosef Franco, the Rav of Chevron in Samach Beis in 1902, he becomes a Rav, where he serves until his passing. And there was a chashash for the future of this Beis Romano where the Jews used to live, so he sold it to Shalom Duber Schneerson, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who bought it, and he established the Yeshiva Torah Semes. That's why they had a Yeshiva Chabad in Hebron for a long time. So in the as of 2021, the Yeshiva Torah Semes is in Yerushalayim. I've been there. There's a Chabad, Shikun Chabad in Yerushalayim. And Beis Romano, the Yeshiva Shavei Chevron. So the Yeshiva Shavei Chevron is has been given permission by Agudas Chassidei Chabad to be there. And he was very mechubad bein Aravim. He was a very fine-looking man. Beautiful, beautiful beard. There's a picture of him on Wikipedia. Some say he even came down to his knees. And he died. Again, we said Chof Dal Kislev, 1904, Tafri Samche. And his massive library, which was valued at over 3,000 francs, a lot of money. He gave it to the Miskabla Dach Hospital. A number of my children were born in the Miskabla Dach Hospital. And we have streets named after him. There's a neighbor named after him. Anyway, that's the Seichel, the Rebbe Lissa. I just got to say his name, so I got excited. I wanted to tell you a little bit about him. So he asks, how can this be? They were all doing a siddur and being buried. He came when he was still alive. But all those people who came after they were dead, they died, they're doing a siddur. And it's also hard to understand what the answer was. The answer was, no, but the problem is that it's okay. Because they put an offer on their cab, on their aron. Since they put an offer on their aron, everything is okay. How does that make everything okay? When you were alive, my inheritance, you consider it an abomination. And now that you're dying, you're contaminating my land. That's putting offer on help. And what does the Gush offer? The whole void is to be Nikbar and Eretz Yisrael. What is the Gush offer helping us? They put a clump of dirt on the arm, and that's fine. The whole void is to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. The Seichem talks about that also. In the fifth volume, on page 135. In the earlier, the other vort, he says about what did everybody do in history? He asked, did everybody do in history who came after they were died? Like the Gadol HaChacham that Rami mentioned, and Yosef and Yaakov. So that's funny, is a Ma'arechus Eretz Yisrael. So you can look at Ma'arechus Eretz Yisrael, discuss that there. In any event, Rabbi Yisai, we are Zeche to Baruch Hashem, La'amid kama v'kama kushiyot osmatiyot, al Rambam, al pi divrei mori v'ramorenu v'rabenu o'reinen l'shmo v'zeche v'tavis nefesh, שהיה ממש חד בדור, חד בדור, אין דור נורא, אין מה לעשות, כבר עושה. So, אשרינו שזכינו, והתפקיד שלנו בשיעור הבא,
who lanot al hakushiyot limtzo mazor limtzo tufa lakshayim. וכדי לעשות זאת, אנחנו צריכים להיכנס לנבחי סוגיית הקבורה. אז אם תישארו עמנו, אנחנו נעיין בסוגיה, ובעזרת השם, השם ייתן, נמצא חן בעיני השם, ובעזרת השם יאיר פניו אלינו, ונראה נפלאות מתורתו. So please stay tuned, Rabbi Sam, looking forward to the המשך, and we're going to see the flows. Thank you so, so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Shalom, shalom.